The Medicaid expansion study was supposed to be complete last December. In May, APRN filed a Freedom of Information Act request for the study. The state denied it. Matt Butkins is a senior research associate at the nonpartisan Urban Institute. He says it's unusual for a state to be unwilling to share its Medicaid expansion study with the public.
Certainly, most states have commissioned such analyses, and the vast majority of them have released them publicly.
The decision on whether to expand Medicaid is a huge one, with implications far beyond low-income Alaskans. It would flood hospitals and providers with new revenue. Combined with other Affordable Care Act provisions, it would cut the number of Alaskans who are uninsured in half, and the expansion would pump hundreds of millions of federal dollars into the state. That's according to a study Butkins wrote on the Medicaid expansion that was commissioned by the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. He says over the first 5 years of the expansion, a small amount of state spending would yield a lot of federal dollars.
There would be about $78 million more state spending on Medicaid in Alaska, and that would actually draw $1.1 billion additional federal spending. So the state would only be paying a small fraction of the total spending on Medicaid.
And Butkin says much of that spending would be offset by savings because low-income programs it currently administers would no longer be necessary. The state won't say if its own study agrees with Butkin's overall assessment.
You can't give me any info on what's in the study.
No.
Josh Appleby is the state's deputy director for healthcare policy. He's spending the majority of his work days reviewing the Medicaid expansion study and preparing a recommendation for Governor Sean Parnell. He says the study will be released when he finalizes that recommendation in a few months. In the meantime, he says the decision-making process would be compromised if the state released the study.
When you get into different policy alternatives, you end up creating a chilling effect on candid policy debates that happen within governmental organizations.
The study itself doesn't contain any policy alternatives, only basic information on how the Medicaid expansion is likely to impact Alaska. But Appleby maintains it needs to stay private. He says the governor's decision may seem like a no-brainer because of the huge amount of federal dollars involved, but it's not.
This is a decision that he wants to get right. And so it's being as thorough as we can with the data that we have, with the reports that we have, the discussions that we're having amongst the divisions to get this decision right and to make our recommendation the best possible one for the governor.
State Representative Andy Josephson, a Democrat from Anchorage, tried to rally support for the Medicaid expansion during this year's legislative session. He didn't find a lot of lawmakers who were similarly passionate about the issue. Now he's suggesting the Parnell administration must have something to hide.
I think that that undermines the democratic process and makes one wonder, well, what is it that the administration fears? What is it from the report that the administration is afraid to share with us?
Josephson introduced a resolution urging the governor to expand Medicaid that got no traction in the legislature. He says with so much at stake, he wants to put pressure on Parnell to make the right decision. Governor Parnell has said his next decision point on Medicaid, as he puts it, is when he sends his budget to the state legislature, which is required by December 15th. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.